Struggling over what kind of car to buy? Heaven only knows hybrid vehicles are easier on the environment, but you have to admit, SUVs are bigger and will get you to your final destination with a hell of a lot more power. As Princeton, New Jersey writer Rich Pliskin and his players advise, your choice may have long-term consequences.
And now, a public service announcement.
Number 471, to the right of the cloud, please. That's it.
Kinda nervous. You?
Nah, this guy's a gentle giant. You'll be okay.
Oh, good Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Sounds like that guy's making out okay.
That's Jack Tribble.
You know him?
Neighbor. Couldn't stand the guy. So holier than thou with those his and hers hybrids. Ugh, make you sick.
Well, somebody sure likes him. Look at the attention he's getting.
Right this way, sir. Follow the sound of the harps. That's it.
Huh.
Hey, look at that other guy. He must be in big trouble.
That's Ken Schmertz.
Number 472. Schmertz, sub-basement level 5. Fast lane, no stops.
Wait, can we talk about
this? Let's go, Mac.
Tell my wife to wax the navigator.
Wow, sub-basement level 5. I wonder what he did.
Ken lived for his SUVs.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
So what about you? What line were you in?
Sold SUVs.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That Schmertz fella probably just cheated on his taxes or something.
Yeah, I guess. What about you?
Oh, I never cheated on my taxes. That would be a sin.
No, what did you do for a living?
Oh, right. I invented an affordable solar-powered family minivan to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, reverse global warming, and cut the trade deficit in half by 2007.
Huh.
Number 473.
Hey, my number's up.
Right this way, ma'am. And may I say what a colorful blouse you're wearing today?
Well, see ya. Or not. Hey, Jack. Jack Tribble. Wait up.
This message was sponsored by the Alternative Cars for a Better Future Foundation. We're ACBIF, reminding you to drive responsibly, because someday it just may matter.
Divine inspiration courtesy of Rich Pliskin and his players from Heavenly, Princeton, New Jersey. Just ahead, NASCAR drags its wheels on leaded gas. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Verizon, providing 411 directory assistance for residential and business numbers locally or across the country. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924. On the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. From vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. And coming up, we take a ride on a two-wheeled magic carpet. First, this note on emerging science from Katie Oliveri.